The mayor of Troy has released a $75.8 million budget proposal for 2021. I spoke with Patrick Madden about his spending plan. Madden is a second-term Democrat. His plan comes with a property tax increase of 1.69%. That's below the tax cap and raises taxes $3.10 a month for homeowners with a house valued at $150,000.
I think the centerpiece was putting together a structurally balanced budget that doesn't pass the cost of what we're going through with the COVID problems, doesn't pass that on to the taxpayer to any great degree. It's a very minor tax increase, about $34, $35 a year, I think it is, for the average homeowner. But given the hits we've taken in terms of revenue from other sources, given the additional expenses we have dealing with COVID, I think it's a budget that's very responsible to our taxpayers, because I know a lot of them are struggling with either the loss of a job, loss of hours, you know, loss of their business. We're all struggling in this. So we tried to be very mindful of where our taxpayers were.
Madden is also proposing a pay-as-you-throw garbage system that would charge residents for the actual garbage that they produce, rather than a flat rate.
Pay-as-you-throw is just the next step in a multi-year plan that we've been putting forth to encourage greater rates of recycling and composting in the city. So it's not a new fee by any means. In fact, the fee last year was $180 per unit, or actually this year, 2020. That fee will go down to $136 a unit, but people will need to buy city bags, and that way they pay based on the amount of waste that they produce.
Madden says the idea is to encourage recycling.
We don't have a very impressive rate of recycling in the city, but so we have a lot of room for improvement there, both in terms of recycling and composting. That reduces waste that goes into the landfill. We just simply cannot continue consuming landfill space the way we have in the past. It's economically and environmentally unsound. So we've been working for a couple of years to change people's behavior regarding solid waste disposal.
Madden says that while his proposal retains city services for now, it was written with hopes for federal coronavirus relief. As the pandemic continues, Madden says he is taking precautions as he follows the news along with everyone else.
You know, we did witness the president come down with COVID, and then a couple of local mayors potentially exposed to it. It's just a stark reminder that this is out there. You know, I think we as a society got a little bit lax over the summer. We were all outside. We let our guards down a little bit. Now we're back inside. It's fall, and I think this is a reminder that we really have to step up our game again, like we were doing in the early late spring, early summer. So it's important. This is a reminder of how important it is, because it can really throw off an organization like the City of Albany or Schenectady or Troy if the top staff or the legislative branch were to come down with this. So, you know, we have an obligation to the community to act responsibly, and it just reminds us of that responsibility.
Several budget meetings, committee meetings, workshops, and hearings have been scheduled beginning tonight. There's a list along with a link to the budget proposal at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.